Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here to do a special work tonight. You might as well get ready for it. It's fixing to happen. Anybody want the Lord to do something for you tonight? It don't matter whether you're a conqueror or more than a conqueror. Amen. Anybody want the Lord to give you direction tonight? Anybody tired of going through a battle? You're ready for victory tonight in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Everything that we see tonight in the level of creation hangs there, is placed there, is put into being by the Word of God. Everything hangs suspended by faith. Everybody said amen. When God put it into order, He put it into His order. He said, this is the way it's going to be. It doesn't matter how secular you become in your thinking. It doesn't matter how much you want to move it and to change it. I have set it all in order. Praise God. He set into order male and female. It doesn't matter how much our society wants to change it. It doesn't matter how many women want to look like men and men want to look like women. God set it in order. Amen. It comes to the stars. It is God who set them in their place and gave them a permanent abode. This is your place. This is what I have given you. You are to shine here. Hallelujah. Amen. I read to you in my text how that Lucifer is mentioned here. He said in his heart, I will ascend before the throne of God. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the sides of the congregation, the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. In God's creative ability, He placed everything in its proper order to function according to His thought and to His pattern. Amen. But all of a sudden, because of a little word called pride, Lucifer decides, I don't want to stay in my place. I don't like it where God put me. I think that I'm bigger than this position. I think that I'm greater than the rest of these stars. I'm the choir director of heaven. I'm the music leader of heaven. I don't want to be on the same level that everybody else is. I leave the angelic host before the throne of God. God, who is the Word and light, filters through heaven. And when I go before the throne and the stones that cover me, when that light comes from the throne, it hits the stones, and heaven is filled with the brilliant color, a rainbow of light. He become intoxicated on his own brightness and on his own glory, and said, I want to be more than what I am. I will ascend above the stars of God. I'm telling you, when this star decided that he did not like the place that God put him in, he said, I will exalt and I will ascend. But there's one thing about it. Once a star begins to move out of its rightful place, it never ceases from that point on in its movement. But he did not ascend upward. He did not climb higher. God said, I'm going to bring you down to hell. And when it's all said and done, what used to be brilliant, what used to be bright, what used to be glorious, they're going to walk by you and narrowly look upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I'm not here to take issue with this. I thank God for good anointed talent and singing and all of that. But Lucifer was the choir director of heaven. He was the worship leader of heaven. Ever since that point, music has been wandering aimlessly.
Amen. I said music has been wandering aimlessly, but thank God there's still some folks on this terra firma that understand all glory belongs to Him. There is nothing as exalted as the throne of God and the Word of God. And any time that music decides it's as great as preaching, honey, get ready, it's coming down. There is nothing as powerful as the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lucifer was not content. Revelation chapter 12 tells us when he took the sweep of his tail, he was not content to fall himself, but he took a third of the stars with him. He brought them down, 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 down. I've got a message for you, young lady. I've got a message for you, young man. If you think that Lucifer's going to exalt you, you're badly deceived tonight. You're not on your way up. You're not on your way to something greater. You're on your way down. You're following a loser. I said you're following a loser. But I tell you who's been ascending the whole time. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I personally believe that what Lucifer took out of God's heaven, when Jesus Christ came to the earth, he looked him face to face and said, what you took out of my heaven, I've come to earth to take out of your terra firma. You took stars from here, I'll take it from here back to there. You took music from up here down to here, I'll take it from down here up here. That's what this is all about. That's why we're here tonight. It's choir practice. We're getting ready, because in the moment and in the twinkling of an eye, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think you know by now the stars in the scripture has always stood symbolic to angels or to messengers. The seven stars, which were symbolic to the seven pastors of the seven churches of Asia. All through the scripture, there's been stars, stars, stars. But all of these other little stars, they twinkle. They just twinkle. The energy increases and decreases. There's a flash of light. That's how all messengers are. But there's one star. Scientists say it never ever fluctuate. It is the bright and the morning star. It is the day star. Glory! I'm glad when Balaam went to prophesy, he said, out of Jacob shall come a star. Glory. It was the business of the devil to get stars off their course. Amen. Woo. I said it's the business of the devil to get stars off their course. When you get over into the book of Jude, the writer, the apostate church, begins. And he talks about angels in the sixth verse, which left their habitation or their estate, their first estate, and they left their own habitation, their own habitation. Each one of them had a place. Each one of them was put by God in his proper order. He said, but they left their first estate. They left their own habitation. He said, they have been wandering ever since, reserved in the chains of darkness until the day of judgment. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching a little while tonight, if it's all right. Amen. Glory to God. But Jude didn't stop by just talking about angelic beings and cherubs. Amen. He went on down through there and he began to talk about false prophets. And he began to talk about false teachers. And this is what he said. Wandering stars are they. Stars that got off course. Stars that hail not out of their rightful place. They've been wandering ever since. I've come tonight to tell the Pentecostal conquerors of this district, it ain't time to question the message. It ain't time to doubt what we believe. It's time for you to make up your mind. I'm staying on course. You go ahead and question it. You go ahead and let the reasoning of the secular world get into your mind. And you can start reasoning everything in the scripture away. You let the wisdom of the world get a hold of you. It is demonic by nature. What you need to do is get in a red hot prayer meeting where the wisdom of God comes down. The devil wants to knock you off course. He wants to get you to start questioning. Well, what about this? What about baptism? What about holiness? What about separation? What about prayer? What about the infilling of the Holy Ghost evidence by speaking in tongues? And the next thing you know, you step out of your rightful place. And from that point on, honey, you wonder. Every one of them that's done it, follow their trail. It started over here, but they didn't stop by denying this. They had to deny this. And it started over little things they thought were gray areas. Things that's old school. Things that some old fuddy-duddy dreamed up. Things that have bound us. Things that make us legalistic. Things that make us occultists. Well, they don't have to do that. They moved out of their course. And I'm telling you, from that point on, they become a wandering star. They just wander aimlessly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't these young people, I'm afraid, going to gossip and talk and slander the preaching that's been going on around here this week. It's some of you older ones that I'm a little worried about, because you done moved out of your own course and you just been wandering aimlessly. You're just a wandering star. You don't believe fat meets greasy anymore. You don't even believe the new birth experience. But I've come tonight to settle it. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. There's only one God who is above all, through all, and in you all. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I feel an old-fashioned spirit here tonight. I feel a move of the Holy Ghost right now. Something's fixing to happen. You see, you may be seated. Before they had radar, before they had all this computer technology, an old Navy man, when he was wanting to find direction in the night, he knew there are certain stars that never, ever move. They've always been there. They always will. And if you want to know where to go till the sun comes up in the morning, That's what Peter said. He said, hey, we're going to hang on to a more sure word of prophecy. He said, until that noonday sun comes up. And when it comes up, he said, we'll be able to see clearly. I don't know about you tonight, but I made up my mind. Until I awake in the morning, there's some stars that God has put in orbit. They've not moved. They've not changed their direction. They still believe what they've always believed. They still preach it. They still practice it. They still live it. These are stars that God has put on course.
It ain't time to change direction. It ain't time to change course. It's time to do what the choir said. Hang on. When Deborah got to singing her song of victory, oh, Sisera had never been defeated. I've done my best to study out what his name meant. And as far as I can find, it meant meditation. It had something to do with the mind. And that enemy had never been defeated in the days of the judges. Amen. And so Deborah calls for Barak, and they go into battle. And when she gets down into her song, she starts calling on all of those who came to her aid and to those who fought. But when you get down through there, she makes this statement. She said, the heavens fought against him. She said, the stars who kept their courses fought against Sisera. I'm going to tell you who's going to defeat the enemy of the end time. It's not those who have got off course, but it are the stars that are still on course.
Glory! Well, here we go. They got to studying the law, and one of them said, somewhere in Judah, he'll be born. But we've got to find him. Ooh. We got to find the Christ child. The King of the Jews is going to be born. And when they begin their journey, the Bible says it was a star that led them. Every morning they woke up, they said, it led us through the night. It's still there. And they followed the star. Still there. Still there. It's still there. It's still there. He's still preaching Acts 2:38. He still preaches separation. He's still there. He's still there. He's still there. They followed that star until it led them to Herod's palace. Well, after all, if the King of the Jews is going to be born, surely you'll find him in the palace of the Jews. But when they begin to inquire of Herod, Herod said, he ain't here. No, he ain't here. I wonder what the star was doing on the outside. I wonder if the star was thinking, I lost them to Herod. They're not coming out. But amen. Herod said, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just make up our minds here. Let's all find him. And we'll all come together. And we'll all
worship this Christ child. You lying devil, you ain't one to come join in true worship. You want to kill something. But I refuse to swallow that garbage. We're all in this together. We're all going to the same place. We're all going to worship him. I'm telling you, except you are born of the water and of the Spirit, you are not a true worshiper. They don't want to worship your Christ child. They want to kill it.
You mean he's not here? No. You mean where he should be, he's not. That's right. Well, I mean, after all, I've been following the star, and surely to goodness, you would find God in a church. It really shouldn't matter what kind of church it is. We're talking about God now. Ha! But he ain't here. This is just as dead as the church, last church I left. I still ain't found him. But the Bible says, when they come out on the other side of Herod's palace, when they saw the star, it hadn't moved. It hadn't changed its course. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. It ain't time to get off course. Glory, glory, twinkle, twinkle, little star, gone and twinkle in the night. They followed the star until it led them to the bright and the morning. It led them to the Christ. Saul's laying flat on his back. He's got a blinding light in his eyes. He said, I want to know where you're taking me. Who art thou, Lord? I'll tell you where we're taking you. My name is Jesus. Didn't take him to the second person of the Trinity. He didn't take him to Buddha. He didn't take him to Confucius. He said, my name is Jesus. He didn't take him to some rap star. He didn't take him to some movie star. He took him to the bright and the morning star. Keep on course. Keep on course. I want to say it loud and clear. It is not time for the United Pentecostal Church to change its course. It's time to twinkle. It's time to shine. It's time to stay right where we're at. You missed that one. There you go. Here's where we're at. God has said, star, shine. Poof. Here we are. But what we don't see is coming from afar. I mean, you know what Peter said? To those who are afar off. And so when we're here shining, what we don't see are the wise men of the world who are watching us. They've not moved.
They've not changed. They're still the same. They still dress like they've always dressed. They still preach like they've always preached. But all these other religions are moving. Here's where we're frustrated. They have come to Herod's palace, and we're thinking, we'll never get them out of there. They're locked up in their false doctrine. They're locked up in their false worship. And so the enemy, listen to me, the only thing that keeps that star on course is faith. That's why the enemy wants to destroy your faith. Because if you lose your faith, you start wondering. Well, they're not coming. They're not coming. Listen, there were some that found him on the night of his birth. But these men, according to historians and even the scripture, it took them at least 2 years to find him. And so we're sitting here frustrated. They come so close. It's been such a long journey. But now they're in Herod's palace, and we've lost them. And the enemy said, change, 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 change. Get off course, change. Wonder, wonder, wonder. I've come tonight to tell you, Pastor. I've come tonight to tell you, sir, don't change. They're fixing to step out of Herod's palace and say, twinkle, twinkle, little star. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're not coming by the hundreds. They're coming by the thousands. They are the wise men of the end time.
We come to meetings like this. Sometimes we put on such good facades. Oh, how are you?
Great. How's church? Great.
You don't want to tell them. I don't think they're coming. I can't get them out of Herod's palace. I have never seen such an attack upon the ministry as I have seen in these last few months. Financial afflictions, sicknesses, family trouble, fear, discouragement, just wanting to abandon faith. I can't get it done. I can't get them out of Herod's palace. I'm a failure. And then all of a sudden the winds begin to blow. And your family's under attack. And your health's under attack. And your finances are going crazy. And your church is going nuts. And the devil whispers and says, just move a little bit. Follow me. Come on. I got to get you off track. I got to get you off course. Because what you don't see is they're about to come out of there. And the only thing that can lead them to the Christ are stars that are still on course.
It'll catch you while you're driving down the road. And it'll tell you, if you'll let up a little over here, they'll come. If you'll back up over here, they'll come. If you won't be so dogmatic, you'll pack this building out. I'm not trying to lead you to some false Christ. I'm not trying to lead you to the Antichrist. The only way to lead them to Christ is to stay on course.
You name me one that's changed his message and his doctrine and had real revival. Name them. They're wondering. How can you justify looking your saints in the face when you used to preach one thing over here, now you preach something else over here? And then you want to sit in a service like this and start criticizing. Why don't you go repent over your own moral spirit anyhow? You start perverting the gospel, it ain't long till it comes out in the flesh anyhow. I tell you who's going to have revival. It's not those that are compromising, watering it down, and backing up. It is the stars that have planted themselves in the will of God who refuse to move. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Stay where you're at. Don't move. Just about the time your church gets ready to have revival. Get ready. Here comes the dragon. Gotta get you out of the sky. Gotta get you out of that spiritual stuff. I gotta bring you down to the earth. So you lose your brightness by the corruption of the earth. Isn't that what he said? He cast them down to the earth. Just about the time them wise men get close, dragon shows up, striking at you. Wah, wah. Discouragement, frustration, sickness, church trouble, problems. And your faith starts wobbling just a little bit. And the devil says, move, move. Come on, let go of your faith and move. No, no, no. They're not coming. You're not going to have revival. It's never going to break in that city. Look at the trouble you've always had. Every time you get right there, it breaks loose. Come on over here. Leave that church. Get out of that city. Come on, get away from there. It ain't going to change. I'm preaching to you, sir. If you run from here, you'll wander the rest of your ministry. Give in. Quit. You can't do it. And all of a sudden, your faith's under attack. And winds start blowing. Things get just a little shaky. And the devil says, it'd be easy if you change. Wait a minute, devil. What am I going to tell my city? What am I going to tell them? The way of a transgressor is hard. And if I go back and rebuild the things that I've once destroyed, I'm a transgressor. How can I preach to them if I'm a transgressor? How can I tell them if I've changed it? No, devil. No. You don't understand, devil. They're just about to come. They're just about to walk out. They're just about to get the revelation. They're coming. They're coming. Come on, pastor. They're coming. Come on, Sunday school teacher. They're coming. Come on, youth director. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Don't change your course. the only way that they can find Jesus is to follow. I am watching a generation of young preachers come on. They are wounded by the philosophy of the world. Being a preacher is not being a playboy. Being a preacher is not carrying your little black book with your day timer and your ink pen and your name brand clothes. Learning your little sermons. Walking to a pulpit trying to impress everybody with your oratory and your little stories and your little sermons. It's not golf. It's not racquetball. And I'm not against that stuff. I'm not preaching against it. Hear me. It's not that. It's not getting together and finding some new tape and learning another sermon and copying somebody else's message. That's not it. It's not goofing off all day and then running to the church and pulling number 33 out and laying it down and preaching. If that's all you're going to do, I don't need you coming to my church. And the enemy's telling you, don't preach too strong. You'll offend somebody. Don't say too much. Don't get too much in the doctrine. Just tell your little story. It ain't time to tell little stories. What we need is some good, old-fashioned gospel preaching. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. I will tell you, 10, 12 years ago, just remain standing out there, Brother Shoebank, I dreamed a dream. In it, the Cantrell, I was walking, and my brother Jeff was beside me, and we were in this massive wheat field. As far as you could see was wheat. But around the perimeter of the wheat field was like an army gathering. And I remember telling Jeff, I said, Jeff, we gotta hurry, time's running out. We crested a little hill, and at the bottom of the hill was an old country store. And one of these soldiers came up and he shot my brother in the side. And I put my arm around him and I said, come on, I'll help you. And we were hurrying to get to that storehouse. We come down to it. And I remember looking at him, I said, we made it. It's going to be all right now. We made it. For years, I didn't understand what it meant. I was preaching for Brother Keys back in 1992. And he told me, just in passing one day, he's talking about something. He said a vision or something that God had given him of a massive wheat field. And he said, that wheat field is the world. And when he said it, I wasn't even thinking about the dream. It just come to me. That's part of the dream. The wheat field you were in is the harvest of the world. But there's an enemy wanting to wound the generation of preachers that's going to work that harvest. It's trying to get them off course. Can you stay with me a few more minutes? I still didn't know what the storehouse meant. I tried to figure it out, and I was in a meeting a year or two later, or maybe that year, I remember. And there's an old prophet there. I walked by and he stopped me. He said, anybody in your church own a store? I said, no. Do they work at a store? I said, no. He said, well, God showed me something I don't understand then. I said, what? He said, it's got something to do with you. And I said, okay. He said, I seen a big, massive wheat field. And he said, in this wheat field is an old country store. He said, it's got gas pumps in the front, two roads cross. He said, but inside was meat and cheese and food. And he said, then there were clothes and utensils to use. He said, that store is where God will send young ministers and equip them with everything they need to harvest the field. Wasn't some new slick department store. It was an old country store. I'm telling you tonight, right now, while I'm preaching, there are young preachers that God is picking. Come on. I'm going to set you on course with the end time. Stay there. God's fixing to open something up for you. God knows you're frustrated. God knows you're searching for it. And the enemy's trying to knock you off course. But God has destined you for the end time. Shine, stars, shine. Shine, shine, twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're the ones. You're the ones going to bring revival. You're the ones going to see the revival we've preached about for years. You're the ones that's going to preach those revivals. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. That's how come God can bring you all the way from New Brunswick down to California. Twinkle, little star, I'm putting you in course. The world's coming now. They're looking at you now. Don't change. Don't change. Don't change. Get to that old country store. Get on down there. Get everything you need. It's your harvest. Ha. Kalalabahosha. Katalabaha. Ilaha shatalabaha. Don't let pride get in your heart and say, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I want to exalt myself. You stay where God puts you. He's setting the course. He's getting it ready. He's setting you right where he wants you. Shatahabaha. The stars and their courses fought against Sisera. You're it. This is it, folks. There'll not be another generation. This is it. I don't think you hear me now. This is it. This is it. This is the generation. They're just little stars, but they're going to stay on course because the world's coming. I'm not saying it just to have something to say. I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost. The world's coming. You mean the entire world? I'm not foolish enough to believe the entire world. But I'm telling you, they're coming by the millions. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Denominations are coming. Your uncle's coming. Your grandma. Why would you want to change now?
You've always looked holy. What you need to do is go to some family reunion looking like a Jezebel. And they'll say, I can't believe you did that. I've been looking at you for years. Why did you change? I was coming. I don't know what to believe now. I thought you had something. Come on. Something's trying to sweep across this place right now. There's a sovereign move of the Holy Ghost trying to take place right now. They're looking at you.
I know what it's like to go to family reunions now. What used to be a majority of apostolics. And hear some of my relatives that used to preach this truth start ridiculing and making fun and laughing. But I stood the other day with one of my backslidden cousins, been out of church for probably 20, 30 years. I stood next to him at my grandma's funeral. He walked by and said, Mark, I want to talk to you, get a chance, it's all right. After the funeral was over, we stood outside. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I'm thankful that you're still the same. He said, what's happened to them? He said, they know it ain't right. I know it's not right. He said, don't change. Don't change. Don't change. Where are they going to go if you change? Who are they going to come to? How are they going to follow if you change? It's not time for the United Pentecost Church to change. They're coming by the thousands. It ain't time to move. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Oh, we've heard that for years. Come on, it took 2 years to get it from there to Herod's palace. But they're coming. They're coming. They're coming. 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 They're coming.
I want every, I don't even know how to do it. I want every,
it's already starting. It's already starting. We've got young evangelists right now that are in churches, have 100 soul revivals right now. They're not big names. They're not hot shots. They're not celebrities. They're just little stars who are content to twinkle.
It's going to come so fast, and God's going to use so many that there won't be some elite group that stand out. And we say, oh, look at them. It'll be a chorus of stars. There'll be so many that they'll fill the heavens. It won't be just one leading evangelist. It'll be many evangelists that have the call of God on their life, that are fervent in prayer and fervent in the pulpit, that are preaching to the sinner, preaching faith. It's going to happen. God's setting the course. God's setting the course. He's putting them in order. It's our time now.
I'm going to say it. The charismatic revival is over.
Praise God.
Oh, they're still going to come together, but they've tried all their tricks. They've tried all their gimmicks. The magicians of Pharaoh's court can only perform so many tricks, but after that, the real start stepping out, and they start out distancing the false. And that is where the apostolic church is at tonight. It's been blow for blow up to here. But we're coming to a point that God says, I'm fixing to put my stars on course. They're fixing to shine. And the world's going to know who they are.
I want every young preacher in this building,
30 years and down, why don't you raise your hand right now? Come on. Every young preacher, 30 years and down, I want you to raise your hand right now. Come on, hold them high. Don't change your course.
That's right.
God will equip you with everything you need to harvest this end time harvest. Everybody hold still. Don't move. This district, in the past year, I won't say this very delicately, has had a lot of movement in it. And for the last 2 or 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, there's been a lot of sifting in this district. What's going on? What's God doing? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's placing men in their rightful positions. Getting it ready. Something's in this building right now. I don't know if you realize it or not. God's getting this district ready right now for a revival that's going to shake it. What's happening in Modesto will not be an exception. It'll be a norm. I don't think you heard me. Some of you just trying to pray a few through. I'm telling you, if you'll just stay in your place and shine like God wants you to shine, they're coming. Your altars are going to fill up. That's why you've been fighting hell. Where you at, Brother Emery? That's why you've been fighting hell. The devil wants to knock you out of your place because God's placed you. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Shine, shine. The world's watching. Shine, shine, shine. Come on, something's moving. Let's let it go. Come on, don't hold it back. That's why you've been fighting hell, trying to knock you out of course, trying to get you away from that place. Stand. When you've done all you know to do, stand. Stand. Just. Come on. It's moving across here right now. There's no hype here. There's no hype. It's moving across here right now. The Holy Ghost is reaffirming somebody. Stay. Stay. Don't change. Stay put. They're coming. They're watching you. They're watching you. They're watching you. They're watching you. The stage is set. Get ready. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Every young preacher in the building that wants an apostolic ministry and you want to be right with God, put your hands in the air and cry out as loud as you can right now. Cry out to him. Every young lady, every young man that wants to be a soul winner, put your hands in the air and cry out right now. I want to shine. The night is dark, but they got to have somebody to follow to the Christ. Now let it burn in your heart right now. Come on. Forget Camelot Park. Let something burn in your heart right now. Let there be a work of the Holy Ghost in your life. Get more than just a little jibber jabber. Let him reach down inside. Shatabaha. Katalabaha. Shatalabaha. Let it burn. Preacher, shine. Come on, musician, shine. Come on, Sunday school teacher, shine. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Don't stop. Don't stop. It needs to go deeper than your emotions. It needs to get down in your spirit. Something in you needs to change tonight. You need to make up your mind tonight. I'm staying on course. Keep going. Come on, adults. How about some of you now? Come on, pastor. You've been frustrated. Aren't you tired of being where you've been spiritually? Come on. The devil's just about to get you so frustrated, you change courses. Let faith come back to your heart tonight. Let God affirm some things tonight. Let him burn it deep in you. Devil, I'm not running. Devil, I'm not giving in. I'm not giving you that city. I'm not giving you that church. It's coming. It's coming. We're fixing to reach into a deeper dimension right now. It's coming. Come on. God's got something prepared for some of you, a place you've never been. Don't be afraid to go there tonight. Follow him. Get lost in the Holy Ghost. Forget your hairdo. Forget your tie. Forget the time. Get lost in the Spirit. Come on. Get lost in it. Go on, move into it. Go on, move into it. This is where ministries are born. This is where lives are changed. This is where convictions are born. You got to get beyond the emotions. Let it get in your spirit right now. Go on and get lost in the Holy Ghost. Come on, forget everything else. Forget everybody else. God's got an appointment with you right now. God wants to energize your soul. God wants to put a burning inside you. So when you leave youth convention, it'll be more than a little shout. There'll be something burning, 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 burning. Come on, it's coming again. I feel another wave of it coming. Ah! I'm telling you, something's going to be born in this youth convention. This district will never be the same from this night forward. Something's going to break. Something's going to happen. You've been fighting hell for years. The enemy's tried to destroy this district. He's tried to get you off course. But God kept you steady by some stars who kept their course. Now it's time. Now it's time. Now it's time. They're coming. They're coming. Revival's coming. 1997 will be the year of revival in the state of California. Don't stop till it breaks in you. Don't stop until it breaks in you. Don't stop until it breaks in you. Kitaba, shatahaka, kitaha, lahakata, shanalabahokuta, ilalabahosaha, yabaha.